Is the Ramban writes on the pasuk, "Ki a mitzvah azayis asher anochi mitzavcho hayom, lo niflesi mimcha v'lo rechokihi." The mitzvah that I command you is not difficult; it's not beyond you. Kama v'lech adav v'miyo. It's easy, easy as pie. Beficho v'vochal asosa. So the Ramban writes that what mitzvah is being referred to? The mitzvah of tshuva. Many Rishonim assume the pasuk is talking about Talmud Torah. Ramban says it's talking about the mitzvah of tshuva, and he writes, it's not too difficult. And that's it. That's what the Ramban says. Would you say tshuva is a simple process? Not at all. But the Ramban says it's quite simple. The pasuk says, "Beficha ubelvavcha la'asosa." The obvious question on the Ramban is asked by everyone from the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, which is the I used to go for many years to the Rav Soloveitchik's Tshuva Drashas and Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Even when I lived outside of New York, I was in St. Louis, Missouri, I used to drive to the Tshuva Drashas, 23 hours of driving. That time my children were younger, I told them, we are going to stop for two pit stops, only twice to the bathroom, no drinking for 3 days. That's it. And I would drive. 23 hours straight. On the way back, I didn't have to drive. You know why? The car was on a magic carpet. After the shiur, it was Alkan Finisher. I didn't even have to drive. And then, of course, there were no pit stops at all. We were like malochim. After that shiur, I was catapulted to a different madrega, to a different level. So the question on this Ramban, on the pasuk is, what in heaven's name is going on? Doesn't tshuva consist of several elements? What are the elements of tshuva, number one?
Being sorry.
Being sorry. Harata. Excellent. Number two? Vidui. Okay, the Rambam counts Vidui as the mitzvah tshuva. Number three?
Never
do it again. Kabbalah labo, not to do it again. And hakar sachet. Where are all these elements? What in heaven's name does the Torah say? Does the Torah know what it's talking about? The answer is no. And the Ramban doesn't seem to know what he's talking about either. Of course, what's the answer to this question for those who are even slightly initiated into brisk? The answer is
Svedim.
I'm shortening something which should take 5 hours into 2 minutes. Svedim. What are the Svedim? There are two types of tshuva. There's one tshuva described by the Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam describes a scenario where a person, shall we say, is busy watching movies all day and all night. That's what his life is all about. And going out in the town and having a great time and going to restaurants and eating and drinking once in a while, hanging out over here in a place which is of somewhat ill repute and what have you. And that's what I do in my high school days and the like. So the Rambam says, how does one do tshuva? Osa isha, osa makom. You have to revisit the entire scene, and somehow after strengthening yourself, you're able to withstand and somehow discipline yourself, or you don't become a recidivist. That requires enormous amount of tshuva. All the elements mentioned by the Rambam here, Kabbalah Abba, what you guys said, Charata, you want to be okay the chet. But that's not the tshuva the Torah is talking about here. You know what the Torah is talking about? A tshuva where one decides, I'm going to change my life. What does that mean, I'm going to change my life? I'm going to Eretz Yisrael for a year, for two. Enough of the scene that I've been involved with until now. Movies, iPod, Blackberries. Wallowing in technology. I'm going to change my venue. Yes, Yosef showed me a very holy book called The Holy Nation. It says over here, the internet is the ultimate enemy of our generation. In a matter of seconds, one can be captured by sin. The internet should never be used. What is all of you? What do all of you say to this statement? The internet should never be used. Are you masking? You're a smart man. So, what should one do with the internet? Use it wisely. Use it properly. Use it in a directed kind of way. Shekhar. That's a very holy book. What is the second type of tshuva that all should be engaged in? Simply changing the kotzker Kotzker Rebbe was once asked, and actually asked his Hasidim, how far is Mizrach from Arab, East is from West? So they said, Olam Umlaya, the other side of the world. And he answered, no. Based on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kirchog Mizrach Limarav Hirchog Menor Eskraino. If one simply takes one turn and moves in the other direction, you're already, shall we say, in the proper kibbutz. That's exactly what you have decided to do by coming to Eretz Yisrael. You've decided to do the tshuva the Torah mentions here. No charata yet, no kabbalah habo yet, no akira sachet, none of that. Simply a kabbalah, I want to change my life. I want to introduce some spirituality in my life. I want to become more committed to the Torah, to mitzvahs, to Hashem, more autonomous in my ability to learn. And there's no question that you have the ability to do so. All of you. Every single one of you, and of all of us collectively. And what is the key? The key is the Rishonim say, and I Xeroxed a number of Rishonim this morning, one word, kabbalah. I want to do something with my life. I want to change my life. I want to become a little bit of a better person, someone who could be more committed to learning, and you will discover that little by little, you'll find yourself, not the Pioneer Country Club per se, and not perhaps with the 2,000 people who attended Rav Soloveitchik's electrifying, riveting, charismatic shiurim, but you'll find yourself in a smaller vein, in a similar kind of way. Many years ago I read when Sir Edmund Hillary, I think he was the first person to scale Mount Everest. He was asked how he felt when his feet finally stood at the top of the mountain, top of the world. He replied the following. First he felt elation and then emptiness. He wrote, I was too tired and too conscious of the long way down to safety to really feel any great elation. You will discover in life, I only have one thing over all of you. It's called age. That's it. You're smarter than I am. You're obviously more with it than I am. That's the understatement of the year. But often, when each of us climb our own private Mount Everest, you will discover, even if we succeed in amassing money and gaining control, and shall we say, attaining whatever lofty status we attain in the world of finance and the like, and we landed the job that we wanted, and hopefully we married the right wife, and have good children, but at the end of the day, without Torah, you will discover that you are bankrupt. You are in a spiritual crisis. You are essentially individuals who are, as Chazal say, Va'aborik, Ein Bo Mayim. That's the reality. How do I know that reality more than you do? Because age comes before beauty. You have the beauty, I have the age. But I was able, Baruch Hashem, to discover it at a very young age in my life, thanks to outstanding rabbeim and outstanding role models that I was zochah to see, and people of the stature of the Rav Zichron Livracha. Before Rosh Hashanah, I want to wish you that each of us should make a Kabbalah. But the Kabbalah should be a simple Kabbalah. Even if it's a Kabbalah to learn Torah, to take one Seder seriously in the yeshiva, to daven with a bit more Kavanah, that's all it requires. And you'll discover little by little, the more you get into it, whether it's into davening, or into learning, or into doing mitzvahs, you will feel, in Yitz Hashem, over a period of time, a tremendous sense of elation. Elation that is netzach, that's eternity, one that will last, not fluff. Fluff is the enemy of Judaism. Who is not the enemy of Judaism? Rav Chaim. And here Rabbi Reichman is correct. That is mamoshes, meat and potatoes, not fluff. Unfortunately, the world has turned into one fluffy snowflake. Chaval, we're also affected by it. I hope you'll be zeche to the real McCoy, the genuine article, or as the well-known commercial goes, what's the well-known commercial? Which one? Yes? You don't know the jingle?
One more time.
Where's the beef? We want the beef. That's what the yeshiva is going to give to you. Hopefully, Mitz Hashem, you'll be zochet to it this Rosh Hashanah and the Ezrat Hashem the rest of the year, and you'll come to the heights that Hillary may have scaled, and was frustrated and essentially suffered from ennui. That's a French word if you don't mind. But you will suffer from enjoyment, elation, great simcha, and great discussion.